I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Sam Pets Radio, Australia's coolest podcast network.
There's only three things I know on this bitch of an earth. The PS5 is big. The McRib is back. And you're listening to Hey Fam.
Angus, tell me about the new Macca's Cup.
So we all remember last year's travesty with that, like those dog shit ones that, you know, when you pour something in a glass, you always put the glass down first and then you pour it. You know, you need it on a straight surface. Yeah. So last year, the Golden Arches clowned us, which isn't out of character for them having a clown mascot with these stupid cups that were kind of like a child's toy, like a toddler's toy that you put, a baby's toy. I'm just demanding.
I hated
it.
Them.
Yeah, well,
you gave it to me like, hey, here's a beautiful gift. And I was just like, can you take it anywhere but here?
Well, I think they obviously listened to this podcast and they've taken on feedback because they have dropped the classic collection, which is flat-bottomed cups, which is going the restaurant chain's logos over the decades.
Wow.
And that's the first one that came out last night. There.
Imagine a world where it was still called McDonald's Hamburgers. That's the name of the company.
That's like what... I imagine that's what Wolfenstein's about, isn't it? I've never played a game, but isn't that what happens when it's like an alternate universe? Like,
oh, right. I thought you meant like the original, like the DOS Wolfenstein.
Well, that's what the game is. It's if Hitler won, like it's said in the 90s.
Oh, right. Think, so yeah. If Hitler wins, it's still called McDonald's Hamburgers. Everything else is exactly the
Germany.
Same. Oh, right.
So
okay,
I
sure.
think that we would have a... You know, we've phased out Hamburg, I think, is a word.
Yeah.
In fact, it's only association well, I mean, in like English language is crime, the Hamburglar. Yeah.
You tell a kid that it's a hamburger and they're like, where's the ham?
Yeah, it's stupid. Well, yeah,
and then
look, don't get me
Hungry
started
Jack's,
on...
Yeah, I answered that question and made a Yumbo burger.
Yeah, don't get me started.
And children
I mean,
were like,
sandwiches,
we don't want this. Yeah, yeah.
Chicken sandwich. And I'm expecting, you know, like a classic David Jones food hall chicken sandwich. And some guy serves me a fucking zinger. You know what I mean? Like... Yeah, they're all
It's
burgers.
A crazy world out there, I guess.
It's a crazy world, but one thing that's not crazy, and this sounds like an ad read, and it's not, but it's this flat-bottomed, impeccable cup. It's a good size, a little bit wider than this, but the same height.
What do you call that when it's like it's a mold, like a glass mold? Or
yeah,
is it engraved?
Yeah, I would call it a mold. I mean, it's also got this, you can't really see it there, but it has like a nice rigidness, like a, how would you describe that?
It's cup-like.
It's very cup-like.
Imagine if you could unlock this as DLC and Cuphead and play as a McDonald's cup.
Dude. That's the dystopic future I want where brands have to just tie in.
That's what the next Wolfenstein game should be about.
Seriously, what if Hitler won? We'd have great glassware. Unfortunately, whoever's doing McDonald's social media is pretty shit because...
Oh, we know that. I partook in Source Quest, Angus.
Yeah, you did.
No so one's more aware of that than me.
Yeah, you had to go to two McDonald's to get a scan
that.
To work.
I reckon that I'm going to like... That's going to be like the last thing I remember before I die.
But they have released a... I haven't even gone on the main website. They've released a Quarter Pounder Deluxe, and I believe it's celebrating the Quarter Pounder Deluxe, which...
Wait, what do you mean? The burger is celebrating the burger?
The cups... So the way you get the cups is if you order any Quarter Pounder meal, medium and above, you get the cup.
How many Quarter Pounder meals are you going to eat in the next couple of weeks?
Well, I found out when you go on the touch machine... You can just buy the cup separately.
Oh, sick.
So,
cool.
So just one. Well, I had two for the pot. I had it last night. I got back from a holiday. Nothing in the fridge. I'm not cooking.
I know the feeling.
You know the feeling. McDonald's is about 300 meters from my house. Drove there. Ate in. I didn't want to eat
it. It was
car.
Like the holiday was still going.
I didn't want to end. And I got the Quarter Pounder Deluxe.
Yep.
Feels
four cups,
like-
please.
Pardon? Four cups, please. It feels like Travis Scott might have had a hand in this as it's a quarter pounder with lettuce, tomato, and McChicken sauce. So
McChicken sauce?
Mixed with the mustard and the ketchup. So what it does, it creates...
I don't think even Travis Scott is crazy enough to put together a concoction like that.
No, but you know what? It feels a little homegrown. It reminds me of the once upon a time staple of the Australian menu, the McFeast. It's
right.
Essentially the McFeast. It's good. Didn't taste like a quarter pounder, but I wasn't upset about that. And then I got my cup and then I was on my way home. No, then I... That's
just the one cup or?
Yeah, it came with a mint. No, I bought two because I said if a guest comes over, I don't want them to not have a
mint. So you have two different designs? So
no. So I fell for a rookie error.
It's one.
So maybe you can have one. I've they're in the dishwasher now. I don't want to drink out of them beforehand. I don't know what a pangolin or bat has, you know, secreted all over it. So I want to scrub them down. But I basically, what I wanted is for this week period before I get the second week cup, if I have a guest over, I don't want them to feel bad about not having the quarter pounder cup.
Or if they have like, you're like, oh, you can't have this McDonald's cup, but I have a selection of other McDonald's cups.
Yeah.
But they flop about.
I also have the Val Kilmer Batman for everyone, but that one's off limits.
Yeah.
It was made in France. And as you know, we're an anti-French podcast. But now that has been averted. But it's just, I wish I could show you the rest because they're different colors. There's like a purple, a green and that, but it looks like it's jumping through the logo. So I guess mine will have that little like, Speedy was his name, that little burger dude.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm very curious to see how they... Oh, there we go.
He's found it, everybody.
So you go there and they're teasing you. They don't want to show you all four.
So he just clicked the button on the website that says Macca's Glass and then it took him to the burger menu.
Yeah, look, I'm really excited to...
Don't let this let you... Let
there it is. There's the deluxe. Oh, and two... Yeah, that's the deluxe there. It's fine. It's a McFeast. Call it what it is.
Cowards.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to Hey Fam. Angus has been on holiday for...
I've got a present for you.
Oh, shit. Let's do it. Let's start this party
so
with
this. So, I went to the Gold Coast. We'll be talking more about that, I guess, throughout the next two episodes.
Would you say it's Australia's Florida?
I'd say it's Australia's Florida, but also there are...
Miami?
Yeah, there's Miami. I mean, there is a park called Florida. It's a weird part of Australia. It's like Australia's Vegas meets Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I think is a... I know Bruce Vegas is a word people... a name people like to throw around, but I do think that
Miami is in Florida, right?
Yeah. But this Miami is also in the Gold Coast. There's a suburb called Miami.
Is it really?
Yeah,
that's so funny.
Yeah, it was.
They knew.
Pardon?
They knew a long time ago.
Yeah, they knew. I think. Yeah, but yeah, it's an interesting place on the east coast of Australia. Surfers paradise, mm-hmm. theme parks. We've spoken about it at length in our theme park deep dive during the COVID years.
We're going to be going even deeper tonight because
I've been there.
I haven't been to any of the Gold Coast theme parks since I was very young.
Well, I hadn't been to this one since I was 12. I went in 97 and let me tell you, it is very different.
So we're getting into that a bit later. Of course, you know, you went to Warner Brothers Movie World. There's going to be a lot of Warner Brothers talk.
It's almost like I knew, you know, I need to take in the IPs before the maybe...
And I've been taking in the IPs as well. I've been playing shitloads of multiverse.
You've been doing virtual Warner Brothers Movie World or the plot of Space Jam, New Legacy.
I've been Algae Rhythm.
How's that been?
Enlightening. It's been sick. It's a cool game and I was feeling like really positive. I'm like, you know, Warner Brothers, they ain't so bad.
This is just the right positive direction they need. And then the,
It's only going to
And then you're like, wait, why can't I pick Batgirl anymore? She was I mained her. And then, wait, why can't I be, why is Ezra Miller locked up half of the characters and is blowing LSD on in their like buttholes?
But why is the Flash wearing a bulletproof vest and carrying a gun?
why does the Flash have an entourage of underage trans kids following them around?
Bruh, that Ezra Miller situation, like one, terrifying, horrible. They don't sound like a very good
person.
But also
a better movie than any of the, exactly. Like, I think, yeah, we'll touch on that in our new segment, Where Are They Now? Which is, where in the world is Ezra Miller? Because every month they seem to get a new compound somewhere, taking a few families, generally against their will.
I know, and poor, like, if I was like a... The father of like a young like Native American teenager, I'd just be like, okay,
get out of Ezra Dodge.
Miller,
get out of Dodge, go sure to the Gold Coast. Yeah, exactly. It's a much better place. Yeah. So I went to Warner Brothers Movie World, which is now essentially DC World. Most of the rides are all DC branded. Again, more on that later.
Can I guess which character is going to feature prominently on my present from you?
Well, this was one I didn't even know existed, and I saw this and straight away was just like, well. You know, I'm a big fan of sun safety. You know this about me.
Oh, we got some Joker sunscreen?
No. This is even better than that.
Oh, just wow. Okay, it's a bucket hat. We've got some, it's like black and white tie-dye.
Yeah. But I think you want to turn it around. Turn it around. No, not that side.
Okay.
You want to turn it around this way. Because it's
Zack Snyder's Justice League Unite and Protect.
They have the one piece of Zack Snyder's Justice League merch there, and it was just this bucket hat.
So bucket hat, it says just like this is actually sick, man. I know. This is actually a really good drip.
How good is it? And the other side, I think, is like the Omega.
So it says, all of existence shall be mine. You've got Darkseid's face and then the Omega.
Oh, okay. I didn't even look that far. Yeah. I just saw the word Zack Snyder.
Zack and you're like just seriously throwing money at the cashier. Yeah.
How good is it?
This is lit.
Flip it, baby. You're not wearing the Darkseid. You gotta go, Zach. That's your podcasting hat.
So I've got a hat for both sides of myself.
I'm gonna do is I'm gonna take a photo and post it in our PayFam Discord. So if you wanna see what you're hearing, you can jump over to patreon.com.
If you wanna see the hat, you can hear.
Yeah. If you want to see the cups we're talking about and that sound of that, how Patreon, do you feel right now?
Patreon.com.
Do you feel like tweeting?
I feel like hitting the gym, getting rid of all the sugar from my house.
Where the fuck's the sugar in this house? Do you feel like...
I love that it's black and white.
What's on that computer? Have you got any logos?
How good is it that Zack Snyder had his black and white?
I sent a photo to Alexi while I was up there. I was like, dude, look, I was so hard not to show you. And he's just like, dude, that is the best. It's just literally a hat that says, it's a tag that's stitched on that says Zack Snyder's Justice League.
I actually love it.
I know. I mean, I'm jealous I didn't get one. I'm so pissed I didn't get one.
We could have been matching.
Wear it tomorrow to Noons.
Okay, we're going to Noons Bucks party tomorrow.
Yeah, in less than, in 24 hours. Mm. Yeah, can't wait.
Very excited. I'm definitely going to be wearing my Zack Snyder hat. I thought I would wear the same outfit I wore to the Thor premiere so he can feel like he's got a National Geographic staff worker.
Some people get strippers for their bucks. Can you come and do a Phase 7 reveal as Kevin Feige? We
can bring a PowerPoint presentation.
You just come up on stage with some jeans, some Nikes, and a cool hat, which you've already got right now.
Groot's back, everyone.
Hey, guys. I've just posted that, everyone. Go look now. Go look.
What else you got in your bag? I saw a CD in there.
Well, that's something I was... This came from eBay recently. I got the Thorpe's Undercover Angel soundtrack. I picked that up on the way over here.
Fuck.
So I think let's do a track by track later on in the episode. I've brought some props.
God, yes.
But I think you're missing the big thing here. Yes, it's intact.
Wow, it includes a limited edition autograph poster and but signed by who?
Thorpe and his angels. I mean, it's printed on.
It's printed on. Okay, yeah, right. Sure. That's
still, it's in pristine condition.
Yeah, I bet it is.
So I picked that up on the way over.
www.dirtcheapcds.com.au.
Well, listen, I got it from eBay. So that means it's third hand at least. At the very least, my copy's third hand.
Yeah, absolutely.
How good is that?
It's almost as good as my hat.
It's almost as good.
This is my favorite gift you've ever given me.
I really hit the ground.
I'm gonna wear it to the gym tomorrow.
Seriously, Zack Snyder will appear if you wear it and say "no sugar" in the mirror three times.
I actually need a hat. The sun has come out in Sydney this week.
Yeah, it's gorgeous weather. It looks like the Gold Coast is. I you feel brought like it I'm home with you. But man, Gold Coast. Yeah, Warner Brothers now is just like DC World. It's really funny.
So, how many theme parks / themed restaurants did you go to in the last week?
I only went to one theme park.
You didn't go. God. There's like 9 of them there.
Yeah, but Wet 'n Wild's closed because of winter. Okay. SeaWorld, I guess, like we're not supposed to go there now because of like that documentary. Blackface.
Was that about
Blackface? I think we're not allowed to go. I think the animal assistants were like blacking up some of the fish.
Yeah, that's right. Making them sing minstrel songs.
Yeah. So I think I ever since that dropped, I feel uncomfortable.
Why is that whale calling me mammy?
Yeah. So I didn't go there. And then there's Dreamworld, and like I had such a good time at Movie World that I looked at Dreamworld and it just looked shit. There's some like off-brand koala.
Yeah, well, it's because it's not. You want the. I guess when you go to a theme park, you want it to be themed.
Yeah, and they have a small DreamWorks section. And it said you either get like a dude from Kung Fu Panda or Shrek each day. It doesn't tell you. So I was just like, it was the same price.
How funny. I reckon they would have gotten your money instantly if there was a guarantee of a Minion there.
100% Minion or...
How to Train Your Dragon. Toothless.
And there's a Wiggle section. It just felt like it's too much going on.
It's a country fair.
Yeah, 100%. The Easter show was a much better alternative. Actually, while I was there, I realized that the Gold Coast, this is not at all a diss, it is essentially the Easter show. Like, the whole town, there's...
We're trialing a new mic setup at my house.
Yeah,
we have mic stands, but Angus,
I keep pushing it further away.
From himself.
In case I'm going to say something,
if you hear his levels going up and down.
In case I say
years of radio experience, obviously, Angus, you know,
I'm behind the scenes.
Yeah,
I'm more of a behind the scenes man, but I did go to one other theme place, and I sent you a photo from their steampunk bar and grill.
After our steampunk discussion, I said steampunk.
Oh, I went to Ripley's, believe it or not, as well. Of course.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That even exists.
And I've like, never been.
All of the believe it or nots were so stupid.
Dude, it's insane. It looks like it looks like you're in someone's garage.
No one's going there and not believing what they're seeing.
I believed everything I saw. That was the worst part. Actually, there was one thing that I couldn't believe, and it was they had a Michael Jackson's fedora there. Did you see that one? Chris Pratt?
Yes.
That was part of Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Chris Pratt made from different mesh.
Yeah. And this is like one of the most recent additions. And I'm like, I can believe that.
Who's the fucking buyer for Ripley's Believe It?
I don't know, man. It is so weird. There was one thing, and obviously, the exhibition's there for the people, the everyday folk, but my eye was more concentrated. There was a book series, young adult book series, which I think you should maybe have a look at, maybe writing a few. It was called RBI. I was like, Ripley's Believe It, like an FBI MIB about these group of people who go around like believing it or not. And it's, they were like, yeah, that was
secret
in the gift
agents.
Store.
That's sick. I didn't
RBI.
Track that down.
Yeah, it was really sick. Maybe you could do a reboot or something. Yeah. But no, we'll go into that.
What does it stand for? Like Ripley's Belief Investigations or something?
Yeah. Ripley's Blackface Bureau. Investigation. They're the ones that figure out if SeaWorld is worth going to or not.
Yeah.
Ripley's Believe It or Not was insane, dude.
How long were you like? Can you get through it all in an hour?
Oh, easily. Yeah.
Because my week this week, I spent Wednesday at a zoo. I was a volunteer parent.
RBI by Simon and Schuster. Join the RBI, a group of teenagers.
They've made special, 8 of these things.
With special gifts on a series of action-packed adventures. So there's a whole series. There's A Scaly Tale, The Dragon's Triangle, Running Away. How good is that? That's the thing that I flocked to when I was there.
Ripley's Bureau of Investigation.
Of course. Remember the Game Gear and Master System game that was like the McDonald's kids and you were like those teenagers? Yeah. It reminded me of that, like a 90s like, shit, Goosebumps is big. We better write like shit books via an algorithm about like what we do.
So they all come with free trading cards. Mm. The book that I remember loving when I was a kid, it was called Teen Power Inc. It was like Emily Rota who did like Finders Keepers and Rowan of Rin. She also did try to do like a...
I don't know about that one, but I obviously know about kind of Rowan of Rin. Del Toro Quest.
Teen Power Inc. was sick. I think my favorite thing about it was like there was like the five teens on the back cover and all of their signatures next to their photos.
Because they're real people.
And Tom's signature was, because he was the arty one. And so he drew a picture. And so it was like the frame was the T. Like, that's the frame. And then in Tom was mountains.
Oh.
And then the sun coming over the mountains was his...
That's awesome.
Out of control.
Was that teen signature. What?
Teen Power Incorporated.
Yeah, that's cool. That's nice.
Maybe I just started writing Teen Power Incorporated books.
Oh, dude, I remember these. The Raven logo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure I still have a couple more at my house. I should read them again. Maybe I should go into the YA market.
Can you? Yo, you should totally. Yeah.
I mean, I'll definitely get cancelled within a week of a young YA book coming out because that's the crowd that like, they're like 30, 35-year-old people that still read young adult fiction.
They're the only people that read it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because young kids can't read, famously. So, big week, but more on that later.
Yeah, I went to the zoo. Speaking of things that only take an hour to get through, I thought this whole time I was like, we're going to go to Taronga Zoo, which is...
So did I.
You go to Sydney, you got to go to Taronga Zoo.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful location.
It's one of the
location.
Best zoos in the world.
Got a full view of Sydney Harbour and like great animals.
Yep. On a sunny day. Oof. And also if you go on your birthday, it's $1.
Sydney Zoo is where we went. No, I didn't.
If you show proof of your birthday.
Then go to Baskin Robbins on the way back.
Get the ferry over there
Unfortunately, you don't get a discount on ferry tickets or Wahlburgers on your birthday.
We should ride
to head office.
Yeah, I think so.
Angus, what a roller coaster of events. Last week, Angus sent me forwarded me a story from the Wahlburgers Sydney account saying that, which Wahlberg was coming?
Chef Paul Wahlberg
was going to come make a face.
I think that was announced on a Tuesday. Then on the Thursday,
they were like, "It's not happening, everybody."
So you know what's crazy? While I was up the Gold Coast, I was like, "Damn!" I was walking around Cavill Avenue, which is kind of like a mixture between, I guess, Las Vegas,
Hollywood Boulevard,
Fifth Avenue.
Yep.
But also
Beale Street, New Orleans,
Beale Street, all the Abbey Road. all of the roads. But
Queens Boulevard.
I was walking around and I was, yeah, Queens Boulevard. And I was just like, damn, this place is missing one thing, a Wahlburgers, you know, because it had a lot of franchises. At Donut Time was there, things
was there
that don't exist.
Was there Hard Rock?
There was a Hard Rock. There was steampunk. There was all these joints. And then literally the
did
next...
Did you eat at the steampunk place?
I went in and scanned the menu so I could get content for the episode. Excellent. And then then I left. I was like, I've already eaten. They're like, the first night I tried going,
with my imagination.
They didn't let me in because they were full. They're like, sorry, we're full. It's a Friday
night.
Too
much steam in here.
Yeah.
Too many punks.
Well, one less punk, if you ask me. But I was like, this place is missing a Wahlburgers. Next day, less than 12 hours, Wahlburgers post on their Instagram stories, guys, we're opening, big news, we're about to open up in the Gold Coast. Amazing. And please send your CVs. And I was like, dude, it was, they should have opened the Gold Coast before Sydney, I think. It was more their market.
Yeah, and then I feel like you would have convinced me that we need to do a Gold Coast episode of Haven.
Well, I reckon by the end of these two episodes, we will have
great
flights booked.
Every week, we're recording on the
whole,
Gold Coast.
The whole town was just full of old white people. It's just like retiree central. It is insane.
Like a buffet. Was it Jimmy Buffett? What was his? Margaritaville?
Margaritaville. Yeah. It was insane. The whole town is just full of old people.
I'm doing a festival there in December. The Spilt Milk Festival on the Gold Coast.
Oh, let's do it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, cool. I'll come.
All right, great. Well, yeah. Instead of a DJ
I'm
going to
get
set,
one of those hats.
Yeah, well, you and me do a live episode.
Pod, and
yeah.
We'll talk about
to a really uninterested, sold-out crowd.
Who are like on shit pills.
Yeah.
That's great. Where are you playing again? Like a bus? Isn't that what you did last time?
No, that was years ago. It's just like a bar stage.
Yeah.
But I play fun. From like 11 till 11.
Brutal. Well, good thing there's a Wahlburgers nearby. Maybe get that on your rider.
I've got Auntie Daniel DJing for us in Canberra.
Oh, that's tight. For us?
For me.
Oh, okay.
The royal we.
But when you said us, I was like, cool. I didn't realize we had a touring company.
I went to the zoo and I thought it was Taronga Zoo, but
it's a jungle
it was
out there.
Sydney Zoo, which is in...
Oh, that's one next to the aquarium,
like,
right?
Blacktown. That's like a wildlife park, the one next to the aquarium.
Which I'm always iffy about because it looks like it's indoors.
Yeah, it is. It's an indoor... There's like kangaroos that live indoors.
I don't like
there.
That.
That's fucking
yeah.
Weird as hell.
I always feel very strange about that.
But yeah, they... It's a really, really quaint small zoo. It's the only place in the Australia southern hemisphere that has a rhinoceros.
Can you get
that's Koala Park.
Koala Park.
This place is relatively new.
Rhinoceros.
Zoo. Yeah, there's a rhino. There's like a sad rhinoceros chilling at this zoo.
Damn.
There's an African section, an Asia section, an Australia section.
Yep.
We flew through it. I was
never
given,
shall they meet because that's when you get into the Sea World, murky water.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but representation.
I got Tilly and her two best friends were in my group, and like we got there with the school, and the school were like, cool, just
hang
do
out.
It, do whatever now.
So there was no sheets.
No, they were kindergarten kids.
Oh, man, that's optional.
Do you remember
that's
like
so
when
good.
Excursions? Yeah, when they made the transition to like, hey, you're gonna have to fill out some worksheets on this excursion.
Bring a
now.
Clipboard, and you're gonna have to write what the skeleton is when you. Sorry, what animal skeleton is the first thing you see when you walk into the Australian Museum?
Yeah, totally.
That's the only thing we ever had, and then some really lame stuff about like birds and shells.
I went to Australia's Wonderland, one of New South Wales' biggest theme parks of all time. I guess
I had a school excursion there too,
and they gave us worksheets.
Oh, that's right. I remember you said.
Yeah, and it was like, yeah, like, you know, while you line up for the demon roller coaster,
have a think about the adrenaline. Remembrance Day and all the soldiers we lost
to the real demons of this world,
to the real bush beasts. I remember those school excursions because for me, we'd always go to Sydney for things, but you know, we lived like an hour and a half, 2 hours away by bus, so they were always like truly epic because you'd have to get at school at like 7 a.m. get the bus up here at 9, that park at Darling Harbour always, regardless where the
excursion was. Yeah.
Regardless where it was. And then we'd get home by like 7 or something.
Yeah,
or later.
Crazy.
And those bus rides are insane. People would start dating and break up by the time you got to Sydney. This is like year 4, year 5. Yeah. Just like the most insane shit. People were like... I remember just being there and my friend just like, I forget which one, but he just got a girlfriend for the bus ride. They held hands and then didn't talk the whole time. And then split up by the time we got to Sydney, just like little kid shit.
Yeah. I remember like the big excursions for year 5. We went to Bathurst, which is like a country town where my grandma lives now. And then, I think Canberra was year 6. And one of those excursions, it was like the last day was actually so good. And then, we had like the sickest teacher and she gave us, ice. We got off the bus like after like, you know, an hour of the drive, and she got us all ice creams. We're like, oh, how could this get better?
Yeah.
We get back on the bus. It's like getting late. The sun's going down.
Love that. Coming back from
Cool
Canberra.
Runnings.
Oh, shit.
She puts on Cool Runnings.
And you know,
and
that's
honestly,
on a screen
everyone
the size
started
of like the microwave
clapping.
Over there.
Yeah, totally. This tiny little screen, but like, you know, everyone getting the piped sounds of Sunk Are You Dead. It fucking rocks.
Yeah, man.
One of the best like experiences in that.
Bring back the like no man's land audience for like Disney comedies. It works for adults. It works for kids. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no, definitely. Yeah. I'll make a Letterboxd account with just really, really specific playlists. Like
high school memory.
Movies I watched on a bus in primary
movies
school.
Movies I fingered or got fingered to. I was fingered to.
What's on that list?
I've never done that.
Right. Okay.
Not on public transport.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Well, I mean, why'd you bring
movies I almost got robbed at during on a Greyhound between Austin and New Orleans by a guy that came up to me, a shirtless guy, and just said, "Baby, give me your phone." And I had headphones in. I'm like, "I don't have one." He's like, "Oh, damn." I walked away. I was like, "You idiot, I'm listening to it right now."
That's great.
Yeah, it was like 40 degrees, 2 a.m. in the morning. It was the most scary night I had. Don't know why I did
I did so many of those buses in like 2008 era.
The dog
like,
shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, dog shit.
No movies on those. There was
I had an iPad watching Wi-Fi
on the bus, which makes no sense to me.
Yeah, it makes no sense. I was watching something on an iPad and you just asked how that worked. Baby, give me your phone.
Baby.
It was the best.
It's Elvis.
Yeah, I wish. Oh, dude, I know I keep saying we'll speak about it later, but I was across the road from Pacific Fair, the biggest, that huge ass mall on the Gold Coast. You know that one?
Yeah, yep.
It's like outdoor. It's crazy. They have day beds everywhere, so you can just go lie down.
It's
but that is where Baz Luhrmann and Austin Butler and Tom Hanks came to the Australian premiere of Elvis. Because Elvis was shot on the Gold Coast, baby.
I'd forgotten that Tom Hanks was in Elvis.
He looked great in the photos.
Deleted him from my memory.
Still the second best cinematic experience I've had this year after Top Gun.
Really?
Dude, I loved Elvis. It's so insane.
Yeah. I mean, that's wild. That's like your top three movies of the year so far?
I love Elvis. Yeah, man. I thought it was great. Honestly, the more I think about it, the more I love it.
You put it above Everything Everywhere?
Yeah. Yeah. Just I think that movie would have hit more for me if I hadn't seen like 20 multiverse movies in the last few years. Also, like, I think it's a good movie. I think you could shave off 20 to 30 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, I agree
also
with that.
Think that.
But
like,
I mean, I could shave an hour off.
It's a lot of like baby's first indie movie. To me, it's kind of tapping into when Amelie came out. And everyone's like, oh my God, how good is independent cinema? It's great. I think it's a good film, but I don't think it's like the great masterpiece that.
Oh, I mean, I just had a lot, like a ton of fun with it.
Ton of fun.
And there's so many great ideas in it.
Totally.
That's what I like. The same reason I love RRR so much is it's just so many great ideas.
Oh, RRR, yeah. I thought it was like a better movie.
If I saw that, RRR is easily my favorite movie of the year. And then Maverick.
Top Gun for me still.
Maverick number two.
Just because we went to that premiere and, you know.
Yeah, of course. You saw that guy playing guitar.
And we weren't swayed. You know, that's not to say we weren't swayed by the premiere. Like the Thor premiere was huge, but it's not one of our favorite movies.
I mean, the director and the lead.
And his son.
Can you imagine if fucking Tom Cruise was at the Maverick premiere we went to?
Oh my God. That'd be incredible. Yeah.
I went to a premiere this week.
Oh yeah. I meant to go to it. I couldn't. How was it?
Focused. Weird. Hollywood on the Gold Coast weren't doing the showing of Bullet Train.
Bizarre, right?
We got it in Sydney. Yes, I went and saw Bullet Train, the new movie by, is it David Leitch or Leitch? Is that his name?
What does he do?
John Wick, Deadpool 2,
oh.
Atomic Blonde, and Hobbs and Shaw.
He invented this genre, didn't he, essentially? Of just like
heaps of cameos in an action movie, yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Brad Pitt, I guess.
Brad Pitt just in full comedy mode. I kind of feel like that's the only mode he's in now. But I can't think of anything
won an Oscar for it,
besides Ad Astra that he hasn't just been. Like, he's even in Once Upon a Time in America.
Well, yeah, that's Hollywood, what he won an Oscar for. Yeah,
yeah,
he's funny as hell.
Funny as shit, yeah. he's immensely likable.
I mean, he's funny in True Romance.
Well, I mean, he's really funny in Snatch.
Snatch.
The best thing I can say about Bullet Train.
Can you understand him?
It reminds me of Snatch and Lock Stock.
So like Pete Guy Ritchie.
Pete Guy Ritchie, like
before he started smashing
so many
Madonna.
Celebrities, like, you know, in big roles, doing all character roles.
Yeah.
Really, really quick editing. Like, it doesn't all work. The story doesn't entirely, like, it gets a little bit exposition heavy. The first hour is so fun. Then it slows down a little bit to explain everything.
Which a Bullet Train should never slow
I don't think it needed to, but ending is great. I think it gets away with. I mean, with the book. It's based on a book by a Japanese writer.
But oh, is it?
Feels very much like an American being version like, of Japan. Let's make a movie set in wacky Japan.
Yeah, which feels like a little 20 years old.
Yeah, but it kind of works.
Is Hawkeye in there killing Japanese people?
In the background, you I think if once it comes out on Blu-ray, we'll be able to pause it and you'll
one
see.
One of the best character beats in the last 10 years is, when half the world goes missing, go to Japan and murder.
Murder the Yakuza. Yeah, take them all out.
Wouldn't be great if someone's got to but if the guy that killed Shinzo Abe eventually in court is just like, well, I saw Endgame and it was the highest grossing
movie.
What
if it was Jeremy Renner?
Yeah, that's crazy. If he thought he had to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy had a pretty conventional haircut, though.
Hawkeye
so
season 2.
I'm ruling him out.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But yeah, Bullet Train is fun. There's tons of cameos. Brian Tyree Henry.
Yeah.
A.K.A.
Mr. Atlanta, Paperboy.
Mr. Hiroshima.
Mr. Gay Eternal.
Mr. Gay Hiroshima.
Yeah.
He is British.
Crazy that he's allowed to be back in Japan after what he did in the 40s.
He has a British accent in this, and it's awful.
Did you pick it up during Atlanta season 3?
Yeah, he must have. I can't believe we're getting a fourth season of Atlanta.
Yeah, they showed them
like
back
this
to back,
year.
I think.
Yeah. But I still thought they'd be spacing it out. Same. We're getting two seasons in 1 year.
It's crazy that they're just like, and then it's done. It's the final season.
Yeah, it makes sense given how big they all are individually.
It'd be impossible. I mean, honestly, that's, I think COVID and the fact they're all so big is why half of last season were like standalone episodes about them.
Yeah, and I think like when that started, Donald Glover was definitely the biggest of the four of them. But now I think Zazie and Brian have like eclipsed him somewhat.
No way. Not at all. Donald Glover is like a household name. They're not.
I don't know. I reckon they're on the way to being, though.
Yeah, but he's still the biggest thing about it.
What has he done lately, though?
Lion King, Star Wars, these are all albums.
These are all years
world
ago,
tours.
Though.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah.
This. Yeah, I tell you what he hasn't been. He hasn't been in Deadpool 2 and The Eternals.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah. Hey, Spider-Man Homecoming. No, he's the biggest thing for sure.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's put
it
to a poll.
They would have a music festival.
Yeah, that's obvious. But yeah. Like, would he these days, though? Is he moving back to music
Who
after
knows,
Atlanta?
But he's definitely bigger than them.
Yeah. But that trailer I loved. I'm so pumped for it.
The stuff I love about the early seasons. Mainly being set in Atlanta.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I like that they had like an Atlanta overseas.
Yeah, European vacation.
Yeah.
I wonder if it will have the Jordan Peele Presents-esque episodes.
I think there was enough in that trailer that made me think, I don't think it's going to.
That's like, what I thought too. I was looking for the actors in each shot. I was like, yeah, I hope it's all of them. I mean, they've only got 10 episodes left, you know.
Mm.
It'd be nice.
What else has Lakeith done recently?
Knives Out. I don't know if he's in the sequel. He might be. He puts out music. He was nominated for an Oscar.
Like from,
supporting role.
Okay.
What was it? I think it was like quite a recent Oscars as well. Oh, there we go. Look. That's... Angus just said,
implying that he had pictures of Lakeith's most recent role. But no, he's got a picture of a very brown Tom Hanks at the Elvis premiere.
Isn't that an amazing photo?
What's the look on his face?
Okay, he looks like he's at Madame Tussauds. It's insane, right?
That's great.
Yeah.
Mr. Patient Zero, Tom Hanks.
It's crazy, isn't it? Celebrity he started the whole Zero. Fucking thing.
Yeah.
Wait, where's the man himself? Look at him just walking out at like Pacific Fair.
There's a kid at my sister at my daughter's school who I was talking to all the other mums that that volunteered to the zoo.
Yeah.
Her kid has had COVID 4 times.
You've got to really wash your
four
hands.
4 times,
guys.
Man.
Does that kid have like bad immune system or something?
She just said like he's asthmatic and just very susceptible to COVID.
Keep your kid inside.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your kids still haven't had her, have they?
No. Knock on motherfucking wood.
I'm trying.
She's got a birthday party next weekend. Angus, if she misses that birthday party, I'm blaming you.
Whose party?
Tilly. Oh. Tilly turned 6 in 5 days.
That's wild. I remember when she was...
4?
In gestation. Yep. And you called me in Osaka and you're like, don't tell anyone. It's way too early. But having another kid.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that was cool. You're like, it's way too early, so don't say anything.
Yeah. I have to tell someone. I have to tell someone.
Yeah. That's crazy. What are you guys doing? Gold Coast?
Gold Coast. No, every weekend I've been having to go to indoor playgrounds.
Yeah, wow.
And if she doesn't
Alexandria?
No, there's tons out this way.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So we're going to one of those.
Man, speaking of indoor playgrounds, the Gold Coast, they had a shooting range, but it was $160, so I didn't do it. You just go in there and you get a gun and you start blasting shit. And I was that sounds fantastic. I really want to do it.
You want to just hold a gun in your hand?
I just want to fire I played.
Tell cans they. You get
well, I went to the
biggest
time zone in the Southern Hemisphere, and they actually had like an entire like ranch set up, like the size of maybe half your house, with like models and people and cowboys like sleeping on a porch, and like you had to shoot stuff. And I scored very highly.
That's mad. What, do you reckon if you went to like straight from movie world dressed as the Joker, they'd let you have a gun?
Well, I was having a look at the universe.
I guess it depends which Joker.
They weren't allowed to. At one point, I was going to wear my If You See the Police Warner Brothers shirt, but they said that you can't wear clothing with obscene imagery or phrases.
That's
so
crazy.
I wondered too, because I know at like Galaxy's Edge, they encourage you not to dress up as Star Wars characters while you're there. So it was not to.
Confuse
other patrons who might come up to you, and you know you might destroy the immersion experience. Mm. But no, I was firmly not dressed up as the Joker. But I wonder if I was wondering what would happen if I, you know, I have the costume still. It would have been a lot of fun.
I don't mean wearing it to Movie World. I mean wearing it to the shooting range.
Oh yeah,
I think they'd let you have a gun.
That'd wave the fee.
Yeah right.
Yeah
yeah. Yeah cool.
That'd take me to the nearest talk show host. Speaking of which, confirmed today, Joker 2 is happening. Lady Gaga shared the news that she is cast. Amazing that while...
off the back of all this Warner Brothers insanity.
Incredible. Let's talk about
First of all, so I've been playing two games that I didn't think I would get into this year.
Yeah.
One of them is Xenoblade Chronicles 3.
Yeah.
Which
honestly didn't see that coming.
Is on Switch. I kind of said like that last trailer looks really interesting to me, but like this, it's always been the game that when it comes on at during a Nintendo Direct, I'm like, oh, fast forward, skip.
That has to do with the fact we get the English streams and they have the most obscene British accents.
Particularly the second one.
Yeah, it was like Dickensian. It was like Oliver shit. Yeah. It was like,
if we come over here, you'll see this mountain. This
it was really, it was gross.
And some chaps live here and these chaps have...
Oi, what's going on, brother?
Oh, yeah, those ones.
It was really artful dodger.
So that shit is, the fucking...
Dickensian
the cast
shit.
Of Oliver is the English voice cast for this one too. Mm. But immediately turned off English, and even though
slid the boobs up and switched the language.
There's no boob slider. It's actually like really really tame in that regard too. Because I know like
two had a boob slider, right?
I think two had the boob slider, and two had those two characters that got added to Smash that are just like you know
tits.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You can just play as a pair of boobs.
Mm.
But
like Bayonetta. Bayonetta is like. What if a librarian had tits?
No, Bayonetta's fucking sick.
No, I mean, like, the character design.
Bayonetta is like... but it's
Bayonetta's
like,
great.
Bayonetta's like, hey, what if, like, a game was just sexy and fun without
being
gross?
Oh, no, I mean,
gross?
Like, the character design is if a librarian had tits? And, like, perfect. This is it. Yeah. And also, like, everything they touched was a version of a gun. Like, even when it doesn't look like
I want to try and replay both the Bayonettas.
I
want to
play... I've never played them,
out.
But I want to play 1 and 2 before 3 comes out.
Yeah.
I know you can get them both on Switch for, like...
Yeah, yeah.
It's probably some stupid price. I think it's, like, $90. for 13-year-old
wish list it now
games.
Maybe it'll come out. Maybe it'll like they'll do a
brother
a sale.
I have and you know they won't do a sale.
Yeah, you're true.
It's a Nintendo.
But I don't know if I'm gonna get to that now, because I love Xenoblade Chronicles 3 to the point where I think I'm gonna play this for like 200 hours.
Is this
like
an Avengers-esque
because I'm 5 hours in. I think it was only 1 hour into Avengers and like I'm not going out there recommending this
look
to
I tried
everybody,
I played
like,
2 for like 60 hours.
Wow.
And then I stopped.
60 hours?
No, it was like
no
20
way.
Hours.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I stopped because I was... I'm a very stupid person. I'll own that. But I couldn't understand the combat that far in. And it's still... 20 hours in, it was still teaching me the combat.
I think this still has that too.
I was like, I actually don't understand.
At 5 hours in, it's pretty simple. It's like very much like... It's like an MMO style. Cool. Like almost like a
RTS. I think
RTS
that's what 2 was like. But then eventually it was like started adding like breaks and all this stuff. And basically you had to like just... It was a lot of reading a screen and timing things. It was the fact that I hadn't even completed telling me the combat 20 hours in.
Yeah.
I was like, this is actually too much.
I think, there's so many mechanics on this, but at the moment it's pretty easy to digest. And it's,
I want you to finish it. I think it's a great
open world. You're collecting bullshit. You're like finishing quests. You're fighting guys. You get to swap out with different characters. There's these other rival characters that I'm pretty sure are going to join my party.
Of course they are. It's an
and
RPG.
You can merge with one of them and then you become like an Evangelion unit. Like
is it robot?
I don't know what it is, but it's like this big
so
purple...
Weird.
Like mech
that's
kind
wild.
Of looking thing that it's sick, and I hopefully you get to control it at some point.
Well, but I know people in Japan are probably gangbusters for this, right? I'm sure.
I think
Famitsu probably gave it a rare 39 out of 40.
I think someone at Monolith Software who make this game listens to HeyFam though, because the enemies in this are known as Agnus, which is spelled A-G-N-U-S.
Wow.
And the
Agnus,
the name of their like main weapon that they pilot and shoot at you with. Yeah. Is called a Levnis, which
That's
is spelled
insane.
L-E-V-N-I-S.
Wow. Damn, we should be getting free copies, Monolith.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah. But yeah, having a lot of fun with Xenoblade Chronicles
Is there
3.
A Xenoblade? What is the Xenoblade, the titular blade? I've never really...
I guess it's that weird... Because the weird sword that the main character, Noah, has looks like Shulk. Big, okay. You know, that sword with the blue
laser on it. Shulk is cool, right?
Shirtless Shulk, my favorite Smash character.
Best Smash character. So that you can cook in this, I can see.
I haven't gotten any cooking yet. But yeah, they're also like...
There goes. Did you write this? Surprisingly, Xenoblade Chronicles 3 won me over in the first few hours.
Maybe I did. No, I didn't have time to write it because I was too busy playing Xenoblade. But yeah,
I love that, man. I love that for you. Now I'm excited.
It's like very anime, like very... like I like that like Nintendo has like...
sparkling water.
Nintendo has like, you know, Fire Emblem and Xenoblade is like these two extremely anime games franchises. But like it's mostly like you're playing as like these teenagers that are like made in pods... to basically they're put on Earth to put on this world to fight the Agnus soldiers. They don't live past 10. If you're lucky to survive the war, you get like a graduation day.
That's crazy.
And I've met someone who's much older than me. He's like six times their age, and it's, you know, you're meant to live as long as I do. And so I guess
10's great. They look pretty old for 10-year-olds.
I didn't realize it was like a
Final
Fantasy.
Are they actually 10?
No, I guess they're bred to be teenagers.
To be out, okay.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that creates a very interesting gray area, I guess, for...
and you know Japanese
fan art that is
entertainment
out there.
Hates a gray area.
Yeah, they've never once skirted on the edge of gray area. But that creates a very, interesting... what constitutes an adult, a teenager, and a child. I mean, if you look 16 but are 4, what are you?
But yeah, so you mostly have teenagers like brooding and, you know, holding big weapons. But then you also just have like, and I think they played a much bigger role in 2. They're like these like gross little beanbag characters.
They look like losers.
Yeah, I really don't like their designs.
Yeah, what are you doing in the team? You know, like you're
well,
so
they don't
stupid.
Fight. No. He just shows up and he's like, we should get home soon.
They're disgusting.
But the others, my rivals have like a girl bean as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of beans, aren't there?
Bean of blade.
Are you on like giant dead carcass animals? Are they like the worlds?
So like you,
I think I remember that being a
you
thing.
Have this thing in your eye that is like your like lifetime or whatever. Cool. And you when you kill someone, you take their lifetime.
Okay.
And you
that's
have to
interesting.
That's the reason that in this world there has to constantly be wars, because you need to steal other people's lifetime.
That's wild. I love that. Yeah. That's a cool concept.
But yeah, Xenoblade Chronicles 3 is one game that I did not expect to love as much as I'm loving.
Shit.
It's out on Nintendo Switch now. I can see myself buying all of them, including the one on
Wii. I've got one and
Wii
two
U.
digitally.
Yeah.
Well, the Wii U one, is that on Switch yet?
Not yet. Xenoblade Chronicles X.
Is it
not.
Coming?
Surely I don't know. I guess it must, yeah.
It's a smart idea, so probably never, huh?
Yeah, totally.
Never get old telling that joke.
But...
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The other game that...
Multiverses.
Yeah, Multiverses, the Warner Brothers
the Smash
fighter.
Clone.
Yeah, it's a little bit...
Joins
like
the
Smash,
ranks of what?
The Nickelodeon one.
The Nickelodeon one and the PlayStation All-Stars.
Oh,
which
yeah. And
PlayStation
Brawlhalla.
Oh, what's
like,
that?
Like an indie one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. It has like...
You can play a Shovel Knight.
Shovel Knight and shit, yeah. And Jump...
Oh, there's, yeah, but that's just a fighter. That's not like, sure. Yeah, that's not,
okay.
Yeah, but this is, yeah, very, very similar to Smash in that you've got
what
to
are you playing
whack
on?
Your opponents.
Is it out? I thought it was
PlayStation 5.
Sure.
Yeah, it's been in a beta. Now it's open for everyone to play.
But I saw it's now indefinite in beta.
Right.
Today. Because of, I think, I don't know if it's the Warner Brothers stuff, but all the characters that are supposed to launch is now indefinitely on hold.
What?
Yeah.
Fuck,
did you read
Warner
that today?
Brothers. No, I didn't see that.
Oh, I thought you knew that.
Shit, that sucks. Shit, that's... the worst.
I was about to say, don't get
what
too
a stupid
invested.
Company.
Let me have a look. What's it called? Multiverses.
Yeah, yeah. So the roster is like there's four DC characters.
Yeah.
So it's like Wonder Woman, Batman, Superman, and Harley Quinn. Then there's Shaggy and Velma. There's Finn and Jake from Adventure Time. There is Steven Universe and someone else from Steven Universe. There's Bugs Bunny. There's Tasmanian Devil. And there's fucking basketball player from Space Jam.
Oh, yeah, LeBron James.
LeBron. You can play as LeBron. And there's the Iron Giant. I think that's everyone.
Are there voices?
Oh,
in
and
it?
Then there's a new... Yeah, well, Matthew Lillard voices Shaggy. And, yeah. It's pretty... I think, what's his name? Bender.
There you go. They're delaying the start of season one and the release of Morty to a later date. We know this is disappointing for someone to assure our community. We are dedicated. Okay, so maybe, we'll let you know the timing as soon as we can. Yeah, basically season one is on indefinite hold.
So I like this game I bought for the first time in my life a Battle Pass.
Oh, and what's that? The season one?
Well, so it was like $7. And so it just means that when I hit certain milestones, I unlock different things for the characters.
It's a slippery slope, my friend.
That I know, but I just wanted the one thing I wanted it for was whenever you hit out, smash a character off the screen, it plays a little animation, where they fell off.
Yeah.
And so sometimes it'll just be an explosion. You can make it be the Omega Beam from Darkseid. Oh, yeah. You can make Wonder Woman's lasso.
Yeah.
But you could get one with the Battle Pass that when it happens, it goes, it's the Porky Pig, that's all, folks. And I was like, obviously I want that to happen I thought it was online only, but I learned you can play it two-player or even up to four players.
There you go, not due to Discovery Merger, but delayed until further notice.
Okay. I mean, I hope... Oh, yeah, Arya Stark from Game of Thrones is a character too. I'll never play as her.
But the worst news is that means Morty's not coming.
There's a Rick and Morty stage. It's a pretty good stage. There's a lot of love and care that's been put into these characters.
Oh, Warner Brothers Games.
I think so. I'm not sure exactly who, but every character plays completely differently.
Sure.
It's crazy.
Is the Joker in it?
No, not yet. What? Just Why I think because they wanted to add two male DC characters, two female. I think they're
Wait,
trying.
Wait, who are the men? It's Batman,
and Superman,
and the ladies, Harley.
Wonder Woman. Wonder
Woman. So we've got a lady. This is what 2022 is all fucking about,
brother.
We have a senile president ruling the world, and we have a female Joker in a fighting game. Disgusting.
Mamma mia. Yeah. But yeah, man, Bugs Bunny is really fun to play as. Kind of plays a little bit like Villager from Smash Brothers.
Same blank dead eye
stare. I don't know, they're all all their special moves are totally different from each other. Some of them are you're a support character, because the main mode of this is you team up with somebody else and then it's 2v2.
A double dash.
Yeah, but the online has been pretty good. I've only had one super laggy match out of 100 that I've been playing.
Who's your favorite?
Finn from Adventure Time or Bugs. They're my two favorites.
That's all, folks.
I can't... there's a few characters that I bought Jake because I heard he was really, really good, but I fucking suck at him.
Oh, the dog?
Yeah.
Yeah. I never watched Adventure Time.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's
I think
fun.
Like...
When it's a bit too whimsical for you, I think.
Yeah. When it was a big thing, I was I could start, but then I was I think you have to be on drugs to watch it.
Nah, it's
don't you?
No, because
I always thought it was made for acid or something.
No, it's just it's the same way that people love getting stoned and watching anime.
Right.
Just, some people can only let themselves watch cartoons as adults when they're high.
Or when they're in another language. Because you feel this isn't a cartoon, actually. I'm basically reading a book.
For me, it was Adventure Time came out the same time as Regular Show. And Regular Show is by far
I always see
those two
as intrinsically linked.
Add Mordecai and Rigby to Multiverse as Warner Brothers.
Oh, they haven't?
Not yet. What they have done is cancelled that creator's other cartoon show, Close Enough. It's on Netflix here, but it was on HBO Max. It's
on the chopping board.
It's done. Three seasons and they canned it. Mm-hmm. It's one of 20 shows that Warner Brothers, HBO Max have cancelled.
Without further ado, why don't we...
I've said enough
last
things
week
about
we had
Warner
the,
Brothers.
We broke down the onslaught of Marvel Studios at San Diego Comic-Con announcing the next 40 years of movies.
This is the inverse of that.
But this is what's amazing. We have two... studios who have two of the most bankable IP. I mean, DC literally has what should be the easiest bankable IP. And then we've had, Marvel use C-tier characters to get it up to the most successful movie studio in the world.
Yeah, totally.
Which is insane. whether or not you like the films or not, that is an insane, like, it's basically
super impressive.
Super impressive, and has set what I guess has been pretty hard, as you know, it looks pretty hard anyway, as we've seen with shared universes, to follow template. You know, they've tried it with Fantastic Beasts, The Wizarding World. That's like fizzled out because of,
oh man,
also Ezra Miller.
Thank God that no one from Harry Potter is in multiverses.
Yet.
Yeah, yeah, good point.
You know, that's fizzled out. Dark Universe, I'm taking a knee right now. You know, all these things have fizzled out. Remember they would just start like announcing, remember there's like Godzilla, Kong universe. Just,
yeah,
like,
of course.
Everything
was
a universe. They all like are dead in the water essentially besides Marvel. And DC should, you know, as we've said before, all they had to do was copy. But it's so funny because last week we had the San Diego Comic Con, which more than anything was like, it wasn't a presentation. It felt like a threat.
Totally.
They were just like, you know what, guys? There's at least 30 more things coming out that you have to watch.
Yep.
And you're just like, oh, like I could just, I was just like, man, I'm so glad we get invited to premieres because that's like, you need to start taking out a small loan. You know what I mean? To catch these films.
Or you just wait. I feel like
it's light years out on Disney now.
Yeah. It's like less than 2 months. And
45 days.
Crazy.
I think it's a 45-day window. Yeah.
Podcast is the only one that need to see these movies on launch day.
100%. We'll let us do the heavy lifting for you, especially after the last few. We don't need to talk about the last Marvel phase. We've spent so long.
Well, we're going to because.
But we have to.
One of the kind of way this kicked off was that Batgirl, which was being directed by the guys who did Ms. Marvel.
That's right.
Starring the chick from In the Heights.
Yeah.
And Michael Keaton was Batman in it.
And J.K. Simmons, the most ripped of all police commissioners.
So it was
already
it
like a schmozzled like pairing.
Yeah, totally. But
so
I mean,
this movie was in production for a while.
I keep seeing reflection of me wearing this.
You look good, don't you? Like you're in the new Radicals. Same. You're going to wear it tomorrow. You have to wear it tomorrow.
I will.
I don't know. It's hard to tell when this movie was supposed to come out because one thing, the elephant in the room, and it's true, is Ezra Miller and the Flash movie. This movie has been in development for 9 years. You know what got announced the week after the CW's The Flash series was announced?
Yeah.
And that's now coming to an end on its ninth season.
Oh, my God.
And this movie hasn't even come out. I saw that the other day. It was announced the same week. Now, this Flash movie has been kind of, I guess, for the last 5 years, I guess, since the Snyder, like, since... It's hard to think Justice League was like 2018 or something.
When whoever was in charge of the DC, whoever the DC Feige was.
Well, there was none.
Well, at the beginning,
it was always ahead of
the person
Warner's,
presenting it, whatever. Yeah. That was in that initial
Well,
lineup.
It was, but this movie since then, I was going to say, has been like the get out of jail card for DC to basically wipe their slate clean, get rid of the toxicity left over from the Snyderverse, like, you know, Aquaman, what universe is that set in? It doesn't really talk. So it's going to be the film that like, clean slated.
Sure.
You know, it was going to take the Flashpoint storyline or borrow from it as far as we know. We know that Michael Keaton was once again cast as Batman.
Yeah.
Maybe stop casting Michael Keaton as Batman in these films because they're not coming out.
Maybe stop like
casting Michael Keaton in a
shit.
Cowl. I saw him give an interview this week. I read a quote.
Yeah, I loved
it. He's just like, I've never watched a Marvel or DC movie. I don't have time for that shit. It's just... But he's in every single franchise. Right now, he's the only person in the DCEU, the Sony Spider-Man universe, and the MCU in the last few years. That is an insane feat. After being in a film that critiqued superhero films, Birdman.
Yeah, and also the film that kicked it all off.
Yeah, Batman 89. Yeah. Incredible, incredible. Like, he's the Joker, actually. He's actually the Joker. But, you know, as far as we're aware, that film was to be... Maybe almost like a cinematic farewell card to the Snyderverse. We know that some of the actors were in it and it was going to be maybe one universe it ended. And the future of DC was, you know, a mixed universe because, you know, Batgirl was coming out, which had the Snyderverse as commissioner, but it also had Keaton's Batman, who has always been the Batman in this universe, apparently.
Right.
So, you know, there are leaks around there about what happened in The Flash. I think... What we know is that the Flash from the Snyder universe went to the Burton Batman universe. So that was actually Michael Keaton was playing the Batman from Batman 89 and Returns, just an older one. But then something happens at the end of the Flash. And again, I don't care if this spoils, this movie is never coming out.
No, yeah.
It ended with like things being mixed. And I know Ben Affleck was also cast in The Flash, so I think maybe he did a heroic thing and had to stay behind while this new Batman...
Like, also, like, why would you make this the plot of the first movie starring
first standalone
The Flash?
Flash. Like, yeah. Well, why would you make the first Batman, the you know, movie, Batman fighting Superman?
Yeah, totally.
Like,
yeah.
These cunts don't know how to, like, build up characters. All they love are splash pages, and they'll see a splash page in a comic and go, let's not work to that. Like, you know, the Civil War one with everyone running together. They're like, that's cool. We'll make that our first film. And it's like, no, you have the only reason Civil War works is because of the work it puts in, you know, making you not wanting these people to fight.
It's
insane. But so I think Batgirl was then going to be the movie that followed The Flash because it was like this new status quo where Michael Keaton is no longer Batman because he's so old. So what they wanted to do was have Batgirl be the Bat family representative and have her be in the DCEU. Mm. Supergirl is also introduced in The Flash. So it was going to be, because I know there's problems with Cavill and maybe Cavill not returning.
Oh, right, okay,
so The Flash was to be this way to kind of, from what I can gather, was to kind of kickstart this new era of DC where they keep Aquaman, they keep Wonder Woman, but now it's Batgirl and Supergirl because the Cavill has had his head off in like every cameo, you know, in the
the end of Shazam,
Shazam, and also the what's the John Cena?
Oh right, okay,
Peacemaker.
Sure.
There's a Justice League cameo, like Thingy's in it, Ezra Miller's in it,
right?
Aquaman's in it, I'm pretty sure, but you can't see Wonder Woman and Superman's cut from the head up in it, so they just can't. Obviously, something's going on with Cavill, and I think that this was like cool. We've got rid of the two most divisive things about this universe. Cavill's Superman, which I don't think is divisive, but he's been written terribly, and Affleck's Batman. But what's funny is because this Flash movie, he keeps getting delayed. I also read this week that in Aquaman 2, whatever it's called, Kingdom of something, Michael Keaton was supposed to be in it, like Bruce Wayne. That Aquaman is, because of this new universe, like has always been his Bruce Wayne.
Right.
But now, I'm glad that Ben Affleck has had some happiness in his life recently because he's had to come back out. And because of the timeline being ruined by this Flash movie not coming out, he's had to shoot the scenes as Bruce Wayne. So this guy's been trying to retire from Batman for like 6 years. And he
just so confusing.
But then also we've got the Robert Pattinson Batman, and it's just like it's insane behavior. Just
yeah, and so I guess do you reckon that maybe that this movie made no sense after the continuity set up by Flash? That they're just like fuck it, can Batgirl?
I mean, what we can do is I guess you can look at the official statements, which should be taken with like the fattest grains of salt, which were. So basically, there's been a Warner Brothers, someone should have warned a brother, but it got purchased by Discovery like last year, right?
Yeah.
Like, and Discovery is like...
Isn't like the Discovery Channel?
Yeah. So now they own it. And the guy that I think is in charge of that or like a guy from Discovery is now running Warner Brothers. And he's basically said DC is fucked and it needs to be run like Marvel and have its own studios within Warner Brothers. And
I agree with that
wholeheartedly. He said it needs to have a team of people running it. The audiences expect like a Marvel level thing, but he has also said that he wants these DC films to not feel like HBO straight to movie things. He wants them to be like cinematic events.
Sure.
And this movie is not complete. It's finished filming.
Right.
It was supposed to be edited, etc. But I think he's just looked at it. I'm not. And he said it doesn't meet his approval of like what a cinematic big event is. But then this is such a crazy thing because it's such a melting pot of I guess a lot of art versus commerce discourse now. It's like, what are streaming services' purposes, you know? Like,
totally.
Basically, I think he's like, we don't want to be a channel that just puts out The Gray Man every 2 months, which is what Netflix essentially is. It's like a platform for Ryan Reynolds and The Rock to just put out movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
It doesn't feel
movies
like...
Movies that you forget about moments after they're
finished. Movies that look like they're, you know, fake movies in the office of like a Hollywood producer in an Adam Sandler movie.
Yes, totally.
Yeah, they just don't feel like real. They feel like Photoshopped movies. So he said that. But then I guess it is important to, you know, to look at like what also the optics of that are, like, you know, to the general person who doesn't like, you know, have a podcast and know about this shit, you look at them saying we're going to axe a 90 million dollar movie shelve it, where a year and a half ago the same company was like, well, here's $100 million to finish off
yeah
and the optic, and plus, you know, black Batgirl was a woman of color.
Yep.
And you're just like, well, what, the optics here are so fucked.
Yeah.
Like, but also it is a different person running it. But I did a bit of a dive on him today, and apparently he's just like classic old white guy. He's like reshaped the board now of Discovery Warner Brothers just to be old white guys, and like axed what I think was like, she was like the chief financial officer of Warner Brothers. Oh, one of the most powerful women in Hollywood. Her role hasn't been filled, but it's just, it has been filled by like an old white guy. So he's just kind of like, yeah, old white guys are running the show. And I think like a lot of HBO Max original series that were, you know, dropped or mentioned are no longer happening. So I guess we can kiss like the Arkham, the Commissioner Gordon.
I don't care about that stuff.
Oh, I don't care about like, that shit at all. I wonder if the rehearsal's okay.
The rehearsal, and then... are you back on board with that show a bit more after the third
episode? No, I was on board with it. Okay, I just didn't like... I wasn't aware... The third episode was going to be the one that like soothed me, because I was like, oh, is this ongoing now? And it is. It was not. Now that like... See, episode one almost feels like a pilot now.
Yeah,
like here's a self-contained version of what the season.
I'm telling you, I bet you those guys come back in some way.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I love it. Episode three was insane.
Yeah. But I'm the most thing I'm scared about though is... one of my favorite shows of all time, The Venture Brothers.
Oh, that's not happening.
On Adult Swim.
None of this is happening.
Adult Swim canceled it before they managed to finish. Like the last season ends on a cliffhanger, like a crazy cliffhanger. And they canceled it. But then they said, oh, when HBO Max got announced, we're going to make a Venture Brothers movie for them to wrap everything up. Now I'm like, fuck, I don't think it's going to happen anymore.
It's not going to happen. They basically just axed everything. I mean, they, you know, even as we speak about this, this is probably going to be like old news because... there was a shareholders meeting today. Did you see those images?
It's happening right now.
Yeah. Did you see the images where they're like the 90-day fiancé universe?
What does that mean?
That feels like something again. Like that feels like a parody.
How
like
many 90-day fiancé?
That feels like something.
Is it like a show? Up. Is it like CSI Miami? CSI? Is it like 90-day fiancé Florida?
Yeah.
Right.
I guess so. I mean, I don't watch it, but I'm guessing so. But yeah, it's been on today, and they're just like, it just feels like absolutely twisted.
Maybe the Joker is in charge. There you go.
So their big franchises are Batman, Wonder Woman, Superman, Shark Week, Game of Thrones, the 90 Day Fiancé universe, and Harry Potter.
The Wizarding World of Harry Potter.
Yeah. Look at this. I do like this. So they have their iconic series and characters, and in between Friends, The Big Bang Theory, and Property Brothers, as diners, drive-ins.
Hell yeah. Fuck. But yeah, it's awful for me because...
Well, it's all unscripted stuff.
I mean, at the top they have brands, and there's HBO, Discovery, CNN, something called HGTV, DC, Looney Tunes, and Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
But there's no Adult Swim on its own, which I feel like it's a completely separate brand from Cartoon Network, but it does fall under Cartoon Network, I guess. But look, yeah, I'm really worried about all the things thing I is, like.
This precedent that they've set, it's unprecedented. Like...
Well, because especially because
this film was like, it's like Ms. Marvel had such goodwill. Everyone was like, you know, like that's all. There was so much. Like, I wasn't that interested in Batgirl, but I was glad that it existed. You know what I mean?
They need to get Joss Whedon back on that movie.
If Joss Whedon isn't writing Batgirl by 2025, I walk. But yeah, I'm glad that movie was existing. It had Brendan Fraser playing Firefly.
I know. Yeah, totally. I was excited for it.
I was excited.
DC generally let their directors do a bit more like creatively than the Marvel movies.
Well, especially the last year. You know what? From Joker onwards, it's been like do what you want, essentially. The Suicide Squad reboot was, I felt like James Gunn's like up there with the best of the stuff he's
absolutely
done.
Absolutely, yeah.
Best thing by what the Batman was so good. Like it seems to be they work best when they're saying do what you want. Anything that's part of this shared universe that Zack Snyder started, it's so like tarred and it's so, as we've seen, like, reshoots with inserting Ben Affleck in because he's not the Batman that's playing with everyone else at the time. It's insane.
Great hat.
You look so good. I honestly think the thing that it's so funny that the two most successful things out of this critically and commercially are the standalone Batman, Joker. Like that's insane.
Yeah, totally.
And they're the only two that have like sequels that are like happening.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Like, do you think this guy's gonna, what do you think's gonna happen? He's gonna can, like, there's word that, I mean, again, you can't believe everything, but there's word that they're going to rush, like, what's that one? Black Adam, Blackfish.
Oh, God.
Black Adam, yeah. Aquaman 2, all this
Did
stuff.
Did you see The Rock's tweet this week about Al-Qaeda?
Oh, it was a joke.
It was a joke? Okay,
yeah, because it was a play on his one about when Osama bin Laden was killed.
Oh, right, okay,
someone
cool.
was just, like, updating it.
Okay, that's great.
When he's
okay,
just cool. like, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I wish he tweeted
that. Yeah.
That would have been way better. His finger is on that fucking pulse. He's got a Navy SEAL, you know.
I thought it was like he was saying that Black Adam is going to be.
I love yeah, that. Yeah. But yeah, do you think they're just going to rush out this shit? Like, and just be done with it? Like, what do you think they're going to... Because they also shelved Scoob, the sequel to Scoob.
The sequel to Scoob, yeah,
which
totally.
Was another cinematic universe.
And we're nearly almost done, too. Like, and that's just... I mean, it's just...
Look at the animators, the visual
effects.
It's
so disrespectful to the people that make these...
Well, this is it. It's content. It's not art to these people.
Yeah, totally.
You know what I mean? And it sucks because it's people's jobs and livelihood. And like, you know, they're getting paid, I'm sure. But then it's like... Part of that is your resume and having your work be shown, the hours of crunch you put in, you know, the kids don't even know what you look like or your wife's cheating on you all because you're animating Shaggy's like, you know, bum fluff on his chin.
Yeah, totally.
And then it's like, well, damn, no one's even going to see that.
Yeah, fuck. And like, apparently a bunch of like HBO originals have been deleted from HBO Max
in
very recently.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like,
it started a big conversation again that everyone's like, oh, hang on to physical media. Like, this is... what everyone was worried about. No, this is what the few people like 10 years ago when streaming was taking off was warning everyone about. Being like,
yeah.
Oh no, keep hanging on to it. And everyone's like, no, you crazy old person. I'm not holding on to my Blu-rays.
Fuck it though. I mean, this is just, we'll push people towards pirating. And
100%.
And, studios
and then the shows
the
will
way.
Have to. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's insane behavior.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, it's just like, it is this insane melting pot that I find so fascinating about like art, commerce, deciding... you know, what should and shouldn't be seen. It's crazy. This guy seems like wild.
Mm. Yeah. And the fact that apparently HBO Max, like one of the big rumors was that it won't even exist. It'll just become Discovery Plus.
Discovery Plus. And they're planning on hitting Australia in like 2024, or 2025.
Well, I mean, at least that
it's
means.
So long away though.
Yeah. But at least but that means.
What can happen
binge
between now and then?
Yeah.
Anything can happen. Imagine if Binge ends up buying because it's owned by Rupert Murdoch, has so much money. Imagine
that
he ends up buying and the whole world has to watch shit like a little bit faster. Yeah. That's like, I would kill myself. That is like, I would look for a multiverse where that didn't happen. But yeah, it's insane, man. I just don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah.
What would you do if you were them?
I mean, I would just like, I guess if it comes down to like the confusion of what these DC movies, what universe they belong to, just slap a banner on it. And yeah, like you don't even need to make a movie be the reboot point. Just say like, you know, I don't know. Fuck it. I guess it's confusing because they've had.
Think about the like, Batman we've had in 10 years. We've had Christian Bale. That was 2012.
Yeah.
We've had Ben Affleck. We've had Robert Pattinson and Michael Keaton potentially.
But then like even like the, you know, the truest stinker of this entire phase, Suicide Squad, still found
Harley Quinn.
Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn and Viola Davis as Amanda Waller. And like you don't really cast better than that. Like those are
Lady
two.
Lady Gaga. I mean.
Yeah.
Academy Award nominated Lady Gaga.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean like I understand why they're trying to like pick and mix from what's worked and what hasn't, but I guess.
Do you think they're too preconceived of what they think audiences will think? Like, do you think there's an air of like, it's like someone who's insisting they don't care what like that person over there is wearing because they look better than them. But, and you know what I mean? They're not focusing on their own shit. They're just too busy like gazing at what Marvel's doing.
Yeah. Well, I also don't think that like if they were to hard reboot it, I reckon they'd just fuck up again. And then they'd just be at this position again in 4 years where they're like, fuck, we need to, I don't know. I think it's just kind of like,
once again, this comes back to my, but we need 10 years away from superhero movies.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
We need like, they just need to stop making them. They've just become noise. The only one I can think of that I've really, really enjoyed in the last few years was The Batman, like as an original superhero movie.
I still have fun with them. Like, I don't care.
Oh, look, like, I have fun. Yeah. But I'm also like, they are becoming less and less fun for me personally.
Like you said, though, I definitely felt the threat of the phase 5 and 6.
Oh, and the biggest threat was that it was like, oh, we're going to reveal the rest of this later.
In like 2 months.
Yeah.
Less than that. It's in September, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a threat. It felt threatening.
Big Kev.
Yeah. Do you think Kevin Feige was just like looking... Do you think he's like just rubbing his hands together every day saying...
It's
that
just insane that it's like the phases now are like a year and a half.
Apparently Black Superman's done now. Remember that J.J. Abrams ran... Like he was producing a new Superman reboot.
Oh, no, I didn't know.
Apparently that. Like that's part of this is done.
Yeah, right.
Like all these new projects that were announced are just like done. How hard... Okay,
yeah,
I was about to say.
I feel like you know, as much as like the fucking like average at best Disney almost everything Disney Plus has been for me. Like, you don't get the equivalent of this from Disney. Like, this is like an unheard of.
Well, this has never happened. This is unprecedented. Yeah. Like, no one's canned a movie that was like going to make bank regardless.
And like, they fucking shut down like Glasgow to film this movie for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And, like,
it's insane.
Know. Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe I don't know. I really don't know. All I care about is I just really hope Matt Reeves can do what he wants with Batman and it not be a part of a shared universe, which I'm sure he's allowed to because of the success.
Hopefully they add this new Discovery Plus guy to multiverses and I can beat the shit out of him in there.
I want him to be added and him and Flaggy to fight in multiverses.
I'm good with that. Be like, what's their role? Like, producer?
Well, Kevin Feige is like the producer of like all of the Marvel. He's like the head of Marvel Studios. Yeah. And this guy, I don't even know what this guy looks like. In my head, I just picture that guy from the like Dos Equis meme. You know, they're like, I don't always cancel movies, but that's what I picture, a guy like drinking beer with a suit on with a slightly unbuttoned shirt underneath. Package was delivered.
You got a package delivered.
Yeah.
We better wrap this one up then.
Wow.
Hey, guess what? That's the end of Hey Fam, but we continue this conversation every single week in Hey Fam. If you would like to get an extra hour of Hey Fam every single week, you can by going to patreon.com/HeyFam. $5 a month is all it costs for you to get access to hundreds, so many hours of Hey Fam episodes that are exclusively on our Patreon. And let me say, they're a little bit ruder, they're a little bit cruder, but they're the best form of Hey Fam that exists. And it's also the best time to sign up because it's the beginning of a new month, which means you have the entirety of August to decide whether this is a commitment you want to stick to. You know, maybe $5 a month, you could just make it a one-off payment, download all the content that's already there. And honestly, it would probably take you the rest of the year to get through it anyway.
Yeah.
Like, I think we rival Xenoblade Chronicles 3 in terms of content.
Preteen boys born in pods.
But we also get to join our Discord community when you sign up to our Patreon.
Yeah.
And you can discuss everything.
I get all my news from there now.
Yes,
me too.
Why I thought The Rock tweeted about Al-Qaeda.
I get all my memes, all of my news from the meme channel in our Discord. And
yeah.
That's why I thought that Don Cheadle was behind Warner Brothers axing all their content.
But yeah, head over to patreon.com/HeyFam. $5 a month. Get this next hour. We're going to talk about Angus's incredible time away at Warner Brothers Movie World. The rundown, the theme park rundown of all these great places.
It's very exciting.
Track by track, we're going to go through the Thorpe's Undercover Angels soundtrack.
I'm going to start a playlist right now.
I'm telling you, this is going to be an all-time heater of a Pay Fam, and I want you to come and listen to it with us. Patreon.com/HeyFam. $5 a month. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you over at Pay Fam.
Bye.
Now, that's what I call a happy ending. Excellent work, as always, Angels.
Hey! Fam! Fam!